This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics?
Loosely speaking.
Cog. Casters. Wet your whistle.
Ding dong.
Oh,
it's
hello.
Me. Thank God.
Whereas it's me. I know.
Thank God we have this weekly time.
Today is one of those, I was thinking about this phrase you hear, waking up on the wrong side of the bed.
Okay, I have a lot to say about that. Go on.
I think today is one of those days for me where I can't really point to anything. It just is one of those days where everything feels impossible in this way where I could imagine myself burning huge bridges. Like, there's like that radiating anger. But then I also realized, am I hungry? You know, it's like the eternal.
Well, here's the question. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Do you want to burn bridges? Are you telling yourself it's not hunger? It's, I could really, because secretly that's what you want. Or not secretly, unconsciously, I guess.
No, I really don't think so. I think it's like a mood thing. I really feel that. It's like, maybe it's that simple. I'm sitting here in this moment going, did I just not have enough lunch? Because I'm not someone who's in danger of not having enough lunch.
So you didn't know.
I didn't restrict.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just.
You didn't know the moment you woke up.
I woke up and went,
oh. It was post-lunch that you decided perhaps you had gotten up on the wrong side.
A little something was off maybe earlier. And then, I don't want to be clear though, I'm not sailing today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I usually sail a little bit every day.
Yeah. I'm not sailing, but I have done the unthinkable and profoundly. And it's only been 2 days, okay?
Okay.
But 2 days at a time, I've heard.
Oh, yeah.
Lowered my caffeine. I have lowered my caffeine intake massively.
unimaginable.
So you know for me, multiple energy drinks a day. Coffee, espresso.
Well, this is the thing that I constantly, like right now, I'm like, oh, did I have too much caffeine? Is it just too much caffeine? Is that creating the anxiety, the anger, the agitation, the irritation?
Well, the question, I mean, we've both spoken of this before. I mean, the first question the doctor asks you when you go in for anxiety.
How much Java?
Okay, you want to get treated for anxiety, how much coffee? And you just go like, well, doctor, we're not going to talk about, like, that's not
hands off my Java, doc.
Yeah. And it's like the first line of defense that we refuse. I think.
Well, dehydration.
Because you sail. Oh, right. I remember you told me that anxiety is caused by dehydration. Actually, I thought about that the last 2 days.
No, I've heard this. I heard this once 10,000 years ago. One of the leading causes of anxiety is dehydration.
I mean, that would explain my entire life and a lot of my family members because no one drinks enough water except for my father who drinks so much that his potassium levels, you know, he had that whole thing.
Drinking too much water.
Where the doctor your potassium levels were low, something like that. And then he measured, I told you, in Excel, he wrote down every sip and he figured it out and he realized that when you're working out and every time you're thirsty that you don't have to chug an entire thing. He said it's actually about wetting your whistle.
Sips, little sips throughout the day.
Yeah, or like thirsty, wet your whistle. Remember they used to say, this was like 2003, are you ready? If you're thirsty, it's already too late. You're already dehydrated. Like Do you remember that?
No, brutal. It's true. I'm going to reach for water. So hard to reach for the glass sometimes. I'm at 1 liter today.
What?
Minimum 2 liters per day, they say.
Well, I also, three, you know what else day. I heard? I can't believe I even bring this up. I think I sent you a post. Water's bad for you.
What do you mean?
Okay, straight up. Not this thing about overhydration and, you know, you got to get your mineral levels correct. They were like, no, water's bad for you.
What do you mean? That's
okay,
amazing.
Now, let me see if I can try to remember because it was exciting.
Well, I once heard an old elderly British woman be like, chastise someone for drinking too much water and being like, careful, you'll rust.
Oh. Okay, interesting. Interesting. Too much water in there will rust over.
Well, by the way, I don't even think about this because I won't open this door. But this morning I did go, is there mold in my house? Because, you know, I rent.
Well, that's what I think of you every time.
And I'm just this is such an old house. My landlord, I don't know where the
nowhere
hell
to be.
He is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He lives somewhere. I met him once and never saw his face again.
Kate, I did a TikTok trend cleaning strategy.
What was it?
Didn't work.
What was the strategy? Vinegar? You know, I'm trying to learn the vinegar thing.
Well, yeah. So they go,
I haven't tried it yet, but
TikTok viral cleaning hack? Okay. And it's toilet paper and you soak it in either bleach or vinegar. They claim both work. Okay. I know you're disgusted because you're like, toilet paper falls apart in the fingertips.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I mean, it does. But anyway, but there's a reason. It needs to be light as a feather. Okay. Because once it's wet and then you put it along the caulking. Okay. I have to say that word carefully. Okay. The caulk in the shower. And so I'm sure the grout too, but whatever. Caulk and grout.
Caulk and grout. Never the two shall meet. They meet constantly, but the two are almost interchangeable.
They meet at every right angle
of
every tile. Okay. So the little wet pieces, you could stick that against the grout and it's light enough and then you leave it 24 hours. Okay. And so in I go.
And
so
what,
excited.
Supposed to like whiten it? Like totally, yep. Is that the idea?
Kill all mildew, everything, and peel off every little piece of paper.
And what happened?
No change visible.
Yeah. Shit. And so you're like paper macheing the bathroom wall?
Yes.
And toilet paper? Oof.
Not the whole wall. I was just trying to do along the tub line. You know, the corner.
There are some ants that I coexist with in my shower.
Really?
And this is what's confusing. Sometimes when I go in there, I'll see little flecks. It's like they're eating.
Ew.
I'm talking about two ants.
Yeah.
There are never two, as we know. There's always 75 million.
Right.
But I'm only seeing two. Sometimes I'll cruelly drown them, take water up, drown the two of them. I go, what am I supposed to do?
Send them down the drain?
send them right down the drain. Okay. They're ants. I've never seen more than two at a time. I'm not kidding. Some of them are baby ants.
Ew.
Coexisting with ants.
A lot of people do it.
And I'm fine with it. I don't need them dead.
I mean, I had a battle with a roach that was...
I tried to trap a spider. I woke up and saw inside my blind. It's hard to describe, but let's just say I saw a spider that was...
Yeah.
Terrifying. Huge, crunchy.
Ew.
Thick bodied. Wet.
Well, I know the kind. I ran into one actually 2 days ago, and we'll talk about that in a moment.
And I'll just say it was I trapped it.
Oh, this hell one has it orange.
This one little had a little red on it. And I trapped it going, I'm going to deal with this later. I can't deal with this now.
Masking tapes.
What?
Do you remember in a hotel you courageously put a glass topside down atop like a roach or a spider that was in our bathtub?
You?
Yes.
I do remember that.
It was at our big vacation.
Oh my God, that's right. I trapped it.
There was a big like anyway.
Well, I didn't want to kill it. I went, I'm gonna figure this out.
The courage was astonishing.
Thank you. I created a trap. I was like, the spider can't get out of this. Left the house, had a day, come back 6 hours later.
Oh no.
Spider's gone.
Yeah, spider.
Yeah. So I should have killed it on site because it was, as I said, thick bodied, pregnant likely.
Well, you know my whole thing about I'm always trying to grab a heavy vase and then the bottom of the vase is concave. And so it doesn't, I mean, you don't want to feel the death. I know you have one of those spider catchers, right?
I know.
For safe release.
It's fabulous.
I must have spoken on Poog about that a huge palmetto bug crawled into my home and leapt onto my face, flew.
Not sure.
Okay, maybe we didn't get to this. It watching TV, I always believe like, I don't know. I believe I'm safe on the couch.
Yeah.
If you're going to see something, it's going to be like in the corner or whatever.
Yeah.
And to feel the flutter and the weight.
On the face.
And I scream, there's a roach on me. Okay.
Of course.
Or a roach just flew on me because I felt it. I hit my head and then like don't know where it is. Right? The worst part of all.
Yeah.
And second to having it on the face, I guess. Maybe not the worst part of all. So I scream, a roach just flew in my face. You know, Chris says, they don't fly, okay?
Some of them do.
I go, it flew on my face. We hop up, we hunt, we pull back the sofa. He finds it, you know, he gets it. And I immediately Google. And yeah, they can fly like 100 meters at full adult.
Oh.
It's... Anyway, flew on me, whatever. For me, it's always been about sealing up the home, okay? It's all about... Yeah. If they can't get in, they can't get in. End of story. Not, whatever.
But you don't want to be
too much, but.
How are you with open doors?
Well, I dream of them, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I have a screen door.
Well, there you go.
The screen has been gnawed or, you know, it's been clawed to death by the neighbor cats. But.
I got to install a screen.
I will say, yeah, you need a screen. I will, you get one of those hideous, I've done it. Those hideous, not that hideous. It's like a. Piece of fabric mesh that hangs with magnetic thing for your dog to run in and out. Anyway, you can get that in a pinch.
Yeah.
But the neighbor cat, actually, little gentleman, he knew that Chris and I guess, were suffering and that this bug situation was happening despite the screen not, like the door was not open. He came running, like when the roach thing was happening. And he was at our window.
No.
Yeah.
He knew you were in distress. God, that's cool.
The way they know.
Where are you with watching sharks on the internet? Like,
it's been a while.
Does it scare you? I was watching some great whites, some, you know, people in shark cages interacting with great whites.
And you were like,
they're
you
really
do it?
Scary.
Oh, I thought you were on the verge
of wanting to cage dive with them. No.
Yeah.
The agility of the great white as it swims.
Mm.
I didn't realize it had that kind of dexterity in its body
and
tail.
I certainly
didn't. I thought they were
either.
Sort of clumsy. I like kind of pictured, oh, it's a school bus with teeth and it's going to kill you.
Exactly.
It's like sensual, its movements. Like it's completely agile.
I am shocked. Okay, if they called it the agile white, I mean,
it's like
not
moving
great
through.
White
like,
makes it think
it's like
just a whale.
It's
like a rollicking spine.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, it's like, it's graceful, which I didn't know. Like watching it, like.
Yeah. Someone told me recently they go scuba diving in what's the place near here? Catalina.
Mm-hmm.
Say the water's crystal clear.
Oh yeah,
it's no, I know. Best kept secret. Okay.
Oh, I've been wanting to go snorkel there.
And he's like, you know, yeah, you might see a shark. Okay. Not a great white. Okay. But
no.
But not like a joke. Like there's this like, oh, that's a tiger shark. You always hear this kind of like.
Tiger sharks, they kill.
Like, I think there's some in between. And he's like, you know, the whole thing is it's something like you hit him between the nose. Like, you know.
Sure. Oh yeah.
Wait, wait. You know, there's something that like.
You punch them in the nose. I've heard that
like,
too.
You can get them off you. Like you can battle. Like you can get them off you. Like, and I don't know.
I don't have that fight in me.
Yeah.
I don't have that dog in me to fight a shark. It rips your arms off so you can't even do the classic waving for help. You're just a head bobbing in the ocean screaming.
I remember learning this thing with like a white water rafting thing where it's like
that.
When you're in the water, like if you're okay, you raise a fist. If you're like in danger, you raise a hand. It's something like that. And I can't remember which it is, which
how about
is
just
convenient.
Scream? Just yeah. Scream for dear help.
And then...
That's a code. That's a kind of universal code.
I lost a hat to a river once. Have I told you this?
Romantic.
I'm sure
no.
I have. Yeah, I was in a whitewater rafting like trip thing. And we're in these like two-person sort of canoes. And we flipped. Okay. Imagine being flipped. And you're under.
Still seated?
And then, yeah, well, that's just the true hell,
well,
right? To be trapped. But then we were released, quickly released. And then I am being dragged, hitting my feet, my legs are hitting rocks, scraping against rocks. I'm scrambling, okay, like for my life. And this is like a trip for teens, you know what I mean? I can't even believe a company is that so committed to children experiencing
nature terror.
That they're willing to take on those legalities. I mean, you sign away.
Imagine
everything.
The paperwork. You drop your kid
to
off
to be the counselor.
Thick paperwork
to be the counselor, like, and one goes down.
Well, insane. Can't imagine.
So I'm getting. I don't even know what I managed to claw onto. If I'm okay, and eventually I'm saved. Hat gone, and I was like a sacrifice
yeah,
to the river.
Hat gone. Yeah. No, it's best. They took your
it
hat.
It was my brother's hat. It's like my brother's, like a baseball hat. Can you believe it? Can you believe me in the river?
No, I can't.
Have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it.
We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
You're a rock climb?
Huh?
Like, I mean, high. Have you ever rock climbed?
No.
Have you ever, wait, Kate, have you ever rock climbed? Sorry.
No.
Have you literally never rock climbed? Because I can see you on the wall.
I've been on the wall indoors. I've been on an indoor wall. And that's going to be like new.
Scrambling
that's coming
up.
Back. I saw a new wall coming in around town, around my side of town. I went, I could imagine an afternoon, but it's not a habit you can truly build. That's insane.
You mean like to go to the...
I do an indoor rock climbing gym once a week. I guess people do that.
And I think there is some satisfaction of like, I made it up there in 3 minutes flat and like...
Yep. That's not... By the way, I'm actually going from being kind of... Yeah. I'm now like, I have to do that.
I'm actually fully committed. I'm thinking it's 3 times a week and it's you and me together.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Absolutely. So I'm... on climbing, yeah. Climb on. Oh, so I have rock climbed. That's a memory. It's a visceral memory.
Would you dress me down at the bottom?
Yeah.
Well, real question is 280D.
When you hang up top.
280D people.
Yeah. Now, rock climbing?
Some would argue they shouldn't, but we are gifted. We are good in the ADD brain style is good in high intensity.
Yeah.
It locks the F in.
Yeah.
Like you're number one.
Yeah.
And you're like, have you ever been in an emergency, like a call an ambulance kind of situation where like you rose to the top and no one expected it? Because I sure have.
Actually, no. But I have heard that people with crushing anxiety, OCD, ADD, usually in a crisis actually manage well. Because life is just a constant crisis in hell. They're screaming at all times.
They're familiar.
So when someone's actually screaming, you go, I don't know what to do here.
Yeah, the regular types. Regular, you know, is no longer a relevant word. But the mid-level anxiety tier or whatever, they fall apart.
I was thinking about you actually last night because I was thinking about how... It's surprising to me that you don't just, when you're sitting in your home in the evening, if you live in a city, you don't just hear people screaming constantly. I was like, it's amazing that like you think about madness, right? What does that even mean? Whatever.
Sure.
But it's amazing people aren't running down the streets at full speed, screaming constantly. What is that?
No,
is
it evolution? Are we
I just meant
meaning
if you were
just
the,
density of people.
Density
so if you're like,
people.
Okay, I'm around X thousand people.
Yeah.
How many are having a breakdown right now? And why aren't a third of those on the street, which would
why aren't
quite
they
a bit?
It's amazing people aren't running out of their house, their homes screaming constantly. They're not just like constantly hearing people running, screaming at top speed.
Yeah. And you mean just to the gods, right? You don't
just
mean running
to the gods,
from
just
someone.
The existential.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm talking about existential horror
existential
and just the intensity of being alive. Because every now and then I feel like I zoom out and I'm like, the intensity of daily life or just of being, and then I'm not even talking about ancestral stuff. I'm not even talking about your grandmother screaming through you. I'm talking about just the raw nerve of being alive.
Yeah.
And
11
it's kind of amazing people aren't just constantly ripping their clothes off and screaming.
Well, yeah.
And is that an evolutionary thing of like, we're just used to it. Whereas that's why babies scream so much because they're just...
Whenever I hear them, I hear the truth.
You get it. No, I know.
When I hear them scream, I hear the truth.
Made me think of you, yeah.
And I'm like, I know. And you'll find your way.
Well, that's what's hard. The baby's screaming and then you learn, don't scream constantly. Don't cry constantly.
Right.
But it is, I'm just was sort of amazed that people aren't screaming in the streets more in horror and ecstasy.
Did you have a don't make a scene kind of like ethos growing up at all?
No.
I mean, maybe there weren't any. It was just you.
I didn't
being
have
a dorm with
your
parents.
I was naked at my, birthday parties. Everyone else dressed. So
if I Like if I get into an argument, I instantly do not care that I'm in a restaurant.
Oh yeah, you're just in it. That's cool.
And if the person like, I guess in the argument with me goes there. I mean, but again, this is just when my rage, you know, because I'm not, my rage is so buried that it usually is completely absent.
So if it's coaxed out even a little bit, if you get one arm out, the whole body follows.
I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, maybe yeah. Not. I don't know. I think I have degrees, but there's a feeling of, I don't care about those people. Like, you know what
right,
I mean? Like,
right,
I don't care
right.
if they hear us.
Yeah, that's
because
cool.
our lives are destroyed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like, it's like part of like, it's part of like making the point or something is like, you believe so hard that you're willing to destroy the neighborhood. Oh, well, there was a goddamn fire. There was a fire. Okay. In the parking area attached to my apartment, essentially. And boy, was it exciting. No one was hurt, of course.
How much fire?
Okay.
How many flames?
Well,
obviously no one was injured. It wasn't serious. Can you imagine? 8 dead. Yeah. No, it was just a gentle fire.
But it was, you know, I just love the way it unfolds in time. So I'm sitting on my couch. And I hear one neighbor saying another neighbor's name. It just starts that way. And it sounds different. Just hear the name a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds different. Don't mm-hmm. you love that? You know what you know. And you know when it's
fast.
Not, when it's different.
You know it.
You don't know what you know until it's different.
That's when you realize we're animals. You can sense it
yeah.
instantly.
That's when you go, hey!
That's the thing.
You know what I mean?
All this.
That's when you're.
Well, that's what we're actually afraid of. It's not that we don't know. It's that we know.
Oh. Well, I mean, yeah, if you...
I'm going to make brownies tonight. But keep going.
Really?
Yeah.
In a non-toxic bakeware?
I'm doing a grain-free, refined sugar-free
okay.
brownie.
I laugh. I scoff at you for refined sugar-free.
Well, I'm you just like... No, it's maple syrup.
I just mean... Maple syrup at least comes from you know, the tree.
Yeah.
The language of the refined sugar...
No, sugar is sugar. Well, I heard this and I went, uh-oh, that it's like your body doesn't know the difference between, you know, Snickers and orange or whatever.
You're I've like, been cool. telling you this for years.
You've been telling me that, but here's the thing. No, you have been saying that for years, but here's why I don't fully buy it. The orange has vitamins, has minerals.
Of course.
So there's got to be, of course there's a difference.
In terms of glucose. Difference, not in terms, yeah, there we go.
Love you. See, I'm learning. I'm learning. By the way, guess it's what I'm starting to do? Really trying to get religious about the vinegar before meals.
Oh yeah, it's supposed to reduce
the glucose spikes. And I want to
so
be clear to everyone,
before
to everyone listening,
chocolate
this
cake
isn't
is
about,
supposed to reduce the effect on spikes.
This is not diet culture. I want to be clear.
No.
This is about glucose spikes as causing inflammation
yep.
and rapid aging beyond your wildest fears.
So wait,
and
so did someone else
you still have, no.
teach you?
No.
And
this
like
is
you
my
finally
own private
listened?
Research.
Okay.
It's my private research.
Huge.
So this
huge.
Is saying, have the bowl of pasta, have the ice cream sundae. Do this first and it just won't inflame you as much.
Yes. It's live your
which
life.
Which is exciting, which is a thrill.
And add these tweaks that...
Apple cider vinegar.
The mood, you know, the spikes, the mood.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Yeah. And it is kind of... Yeah. I saw a thing about someone carrying a little vinegar with them.
I
we
saw that.
We gotta get serious
dropper,
about what we're carrying.
In a dropper?
Maybe.
Is that what you saw?
No.
Because I had the apple cider vinegar pills... Easy to take before
well,
a meal.
Well, that's the question. But are they dissolving before the
I
other
know.
Food?
Trust me.
I think you
got to
shoot
this.
It. You got to treat it. I think they're going to show up on menus now as... Oh, by the way, I was at our favorite restaurant. Okay. I had a major encounter at Jar.
Yeah, wait.
The group of
tell me now. Tell me now.
Okay. It was really special.
Okay. Walk me through
I
it.
I have not been there in many months. I don't know. Like
yeah.
the last time we went and... I was coming off a long work day and I said, you know what? Let's stop. Let's stop at Jar. Okay.
Were you alone?
No, with Chris. Okay.
Okay.
He picked me up somewhere. We're coming back. I'm going, you know what I need? Okay. And I'm going, what if we went to Jar right now? And
so
I'm one
fun.
Of the great, what if we went to a restaurant right now people? Oh, what about
That's
reservations?
Cool.
Let's check. I bet they're available. At 9.
And by the way, reservations, I'm here to say I'm going to explore this further.
Yeah.
A myth, a modern myth.
Like,
show
do you
up.
Mean
there's a table?
I mean, there's a table. Someone's not showing. You're at the bar.
Well, first of all, I was prepared.
I'm getting braver
to eat at
because
the bar.
I'm such a reservationist.
Yes.
And so it's really hard for me
to
imagine.
Scary, I know.
To not have the reservation. But lately I'm going, and some of these places, the most sought after reservations, the easiest. I'm not kidding.
You mean 8 p.m. is...
The places that go, good luck getting in there at 7.
Because
everyone's
no one's
thinking that.
Okay, this is... Yeah, there was a principle about this. Like, yeah,
go.
It's like, don't shoot for the middle because that's where you have the most competition.
Oh, damn.
Whatever.
Shoot for the top, bitch.
They were like, in the thing, it was like, no one's talking to the babe in the room because like everyone thinks they can't have her. And so she's alone. Okay. And then you sidle on up.
Yeah. Okay, hey, y'all. Well, that's classic.
But it's, I'm interested in this. So I was prepared. I go, if it means eating at the bar, it means eating at the bar.
Yeah,
we're driving there. We're headed there. I decide I'll check Open Table, whatever. I'll check Resy, whatever they had. And I go, well, I even thought about texting the owner, but then, you know, because we have that contact.
Yeah.
But that seemed like maybe just try first.
Yeah, sure.
So I get there and I have to talk myself down from like wanting to tell the waiter, you know, who the fuck I am.
Maybe you've heard the word poo thrown around here.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm like, it's not about that. That's not why I'm here. I don't have to make a comment when I order the lychee martini or whatever. Okay. So I settle in and I go, okay, lychee martini is back on the menu. That's power,
yeah, because of us.
Right.
Okay, and we have, again, I want to say we have
the request.
Direct. I received a text from the chef. We're putting it back on the menu because of Poog. So I want to just make that clear.
So I go in, I sit down. I actually ordered a different cocktail. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was delicious, okay? But I'm pleased to see the lychees there. Now, I glance around the room just almost for us, like,
mm-hmm. Of course.
Like to have the meta experience and crack a joke, like to Chris, like you know what I mean? Like shocking,
and
no one's
walking
here.
Through this, how packed is it?
It's actually quite full.
Love.
I would say it's quite full, but there are like two tables next to me that aren't.
Okay.
Actually sat in the exact place like you and me
okay.
sit in the kind of corner often. And we prepare our order, the whole thing. And I do happen to catch in my glance around four women, four lychee martinis.
Well, here we go.
I'm not gonna stare and I'm not gonna assume my influence is present. Okay. Okay.
I'm salivating.
And I go on with my meal. And I'm like, there's no way they're hags or they would have flagged my ass down.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Hello.
I was like, or maybe their level of, you know, they're just so fucking chic that they don't even
the respect,
need it.
Yeah.
Midway through the meal, a lychee martini arrives at my table.
You start crying.
And
oh,
the waiter says,
God.
Care of some hags. Okay.
Unbelievable.
Okay. I glance my ass over there and start like, you know, cheering and like just loving it. Okay. And then get up and walk over.
Yeah, of course. You pay for their meal. Yeah.
Okay. Held back just at that yeah. level. Right. But anyway, they were fabulous. They're like, hi, Chris. Okay. You know what
amazing.
I mean? Like they know it all. They know it all. And we chatted and it was.
Well, and I want to be clear.
It was
always
everything.
Say hello. Never feel
everything.
That we don't want that. Oh, heaven. I think I'm going next week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You and I are due.
It was
for a jar.
To go to a restaurant. I mean, I like all versions, but I guess, yeah, I think my favorite is kind of last minute go to a restaurant because it feels.
Oh, how liberated.
Wild. Yeah.
Wild,
it's like,
free. It's
wait,
so
right
it's,
now.
It's erotic. It's really decadent.
It, yeah,
we're going
it's
now.
On a Tuesday night, you know?
Yeah.
It's like.
It's 5 o'clock. You go, let's go now. I guess it's more erotic.
It's just
seven.
And particularly on the way home from just nothing. Like
and just yeah.
You know what I mean? Like mid drive
yeah.
to pivot
totally.
To a restaurant.
Yeah.
What if we rolled by?
And am I wrong?
And it's so exciting.
Doesn't Jar have a hot fudge sundae on the dessert menu? I think they do.
I can't remember because I feel like I would have clocked that.
I know.
Even if I'm not getting dessert, I like to look at the menu.
I might be getting Sunset Tower. I might be having like my wires crossed.
They
have the iconic one. I've just been really formally lodging that in as my favorite dessert.
They had something that was seasonal. What was it? You know, like one of their sides or something that was like, kabocha squash related. Which by the way, one of like the sweeteners that I like comes from the kabocha squash. It's called boca sweet.
Shocked.
And now I make it boca sweet and I just say kabocha.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
So my new thing
is
for years it was up, right? It's antidepressant trying to at all times make sure I have the most caffeine in me to be fighting off drowsiness, whatever, whatever. Now I'm hunting for the opposite. Okay. So I went to a natural food store.
Okay. Natural downers.
And my eyes are passing over all the energy drinks.
And you want valerian root.
Searching for the word. Calm. Yeah. Calm. L-theanine.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't really want the ones that have like a true psychoactive in it. Like I don't want, like, I forget. I'm like confused. I'm like, we're in Los Angeles and it says like THC on the can.
Yeah.
In the store. I'm like, what?
I know, it's confusing.
I'm like, oh, I guess that's, I don't want that. But I want like, oh, adaptogens, that whole thing you're talking about with the mushrooms. Yeah. And I was like trying to remember which way it was. I'm like, do these relax you? Do these lift you? Or do they like get you right where you need to be? I'm here. I'm doing it all. Can you believe?
What are you doing?
This is going to be a whole new life.
What do you mean you're doing it all?
I'm pulling out all the mushroom supplements. Okay. I'm fixing up these brews and I'm a little like sloppy with it. Like it's a little tea. It's a little powder. I'm sort of a little out of control.
So what's going in there?
And then I'm frothing up almond milk right now. Mm-hmm. I'm sprinkling mm-hmm. a little cinnamon on there. I think there's like, what are some like, there's definitely like ashwagandha
yeah.
mixed in. There's like, and you know, I'll say it. Is it turmeric or turmeric? It's turmeric, right?
Turmeric? Because,
well, oh, you're turmeric? Saying two, but I think there's an R in there.
You're kidding.
This is one of the great.
Turmeric?
I mean.
Turmeric. I say turmeric. Is it turmeric?
I should look it up.
I chronically can't spell exercise correctly. There's an R. Oh my God, it's turmeric?
That's big, right?
That's sick.
I once heard a girl say basil and.
People do that.
It shocked me. And
the Brits do that, I think.
Okay, she was not a Brit.
Like the Brits say veg instead of vegetable. Kind of wild.
That's sort of sweet.
It's kind of cute. It used to kind of rub me the wrong way, but now I'm into it.
Oh yeah, so I'm brewing up almond milk. It's like it's all over the place, but the point is I'm like open and ready, and I want and I see them on the shelf now. There's all these drinks for it and I want them all.
Relaxation.
So if you put out a relaxation drink, I'm listening.
Okay. I was speaking, this is tied to relaxation. We're not known for our segues, but I've been considering upgrading to a king size bed.
You know, I did it.
And I'm not going to do this, but I have been having these fantasies of the wall mounted television in front of the bed. I want to be clear. I'm not going to do it for philosophical purposes. Well,
let's take a moment with it.
I've been thinking about, is that when your house becomes a home? When you have the wall-mounted TV in front of the bed and you're drowning in a duvet.
Mm. Well.
And I want to be clear. I'm going to say it again. I'm not going to do it because it feels like
it feels like everything drugs. You don't stand for.
Oh, just feel okay. It feels
you're
like
you're worried that
and I don't know, like the holy space of the bed and like, you know,
well,
like
sleep
oh.
hygiene.
Yeah,
say.
Exactly. That's you where know, I'm reading. You know, that's where I'm praying. That's where I'm having explosive sex.
Yeah. No, they
that's
say
not
nothing
where I'm
other
watching.
Than that.
Yeah, totally.
And sleep, you know.
Yeah, and sleeping.
However, I'm exploring. Okay, one thing I've been wildly overwhelmed by in this life is the concept of mounting a TV on the wall. Okay. And I.
Well, you don't do it yourself. You have to get like
to me,
a doctor.
Arranging for someone to do that, hiring a engineering. Executive, find one of his best people to do it. That's more stressful to me than hacking at the wall myself. Like, I'm more comfortable, like just like ordering it. And I was actually thinking of attaching it to my shelves. I feel like those will be easier to drill into. And I want an arm that can go every which way.
Oh wow!
I want it up. I want it down for my workouts. When I do my workout videos, I like to have it at different heights depending on whether I'm standing or kneeling.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that would be a massive upgrade. What else have I been yearning for recently? There's been a lot. Thinking of repainting the kitchen.
Oh wow! What color?
And yeah, it's based on deciding what color pots I'm interested in.
Wow.
Thought about that?
Wow.
Painting the kitchen around the pots?
The kitchen renovation is huge and mine is happening.
Really?
And by renovation, I mean actually, I just mean getting like a new island. Some kitchen. Not an island, but I need some new, I need some more surfaces.
Even in a rental?
I'm afraid to, there's a counter space over here.
Even in a rental?
It's affecting my lifestyle. In my rental.
You're allowed to make that level upgrade in your rental?
Well, no. I'm talking about buying like a separate item, like a separate surface with storage to be chopping wildly.
The kitchen cart, the cart's not what you want.
Well, there was the obligatory
yes.
one that everyone had.
Yeah, I had it. You had
that
it.
That costs $4 and breaks upon impact. So as a knife hits it, breaks.
The one thing that was good about it was strong casters. Oh, I'm back on casters again.
What's the
but every time
a
I do this, huh?
What's a caster?
A wheel.
You're kidding.
You know, like, okay, so it's a caster when it's like a ball with a thing around it and it rolls. Uh-huh. Picture a desk chair. That's sort of a true caster.
Okay.
Right? So.
I didn't know.
So my life is basically mostly about attaching casters to things. because I don't like reaching down and go, okay, and dragging something towards me.
Drag.
I throw everything on a caster. It kind of...
It gets there like, quick.
Well, I can't even believe I forgot to say this. Hmm. A jar. The chairs are on casters.
They're on wheels.
There's no like scoot trying to get out of your chair.
God, I want a steak right now.
What did I... Oh, I went for it and had... Oh, right. I had the squash soup.
What else?
My waiter was... Oh, I didn't even finish. My waiter was phenomenal, but he said... He goes... It was funny. He's like, so I've never like seen Poog or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
He's like, but you know, I've picked up the vibe. Okay. And he's like, you know, like feminist. He's like feminist. Like I was like, sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, totally.
Once you release the work, it no longer belongs to you. You know, you know. But he was like, yeah. So he's like, and I think he may have said, I get 3 guests a week, and I think he said by guests I mean like tables, like
oh my god.
I'm pretty sure because I'm pretty sure it wasn't months because I'd be like. Yeah, no, I think it was a week.
Okay. I'm going to say this once, Jacqueline.
Yeah.
We're going to dinner at Jar before the end of the year. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, if you really want to get me, you could have me 5 times if you just said, hey, I'm coming to pick you up. Never forget that. Just don't forget that that's an option.
Maybe we bookend it before tour and after tour. That could be really great.
I was guessing that you were going to say something like, If restaurants are listening and they haven't realized, like right now we've essentially promoted only one.
Well, that too.
Okay. Get us in there.
Yeah. Hey, if we have the emotional tie to the joint.
Did you whiten your teeth?
Okay, this is huge.
What? You did?
No, listen.
Well, I know you were thinking about it.
I did one strip once.
Wow.
And you're seeing a difference?
I don't know. I just saw them and I go, those might be whitened. Now, did you get sensitivity?
N-O.
Are you serious? 0?
I don't want to say 0. Okay. I want to say 0.5. So essentially nothing.
0.5 out of?
10.
Oh. I mean, they look gleaming.
I was planning on doing another strip today.
Really? Did you do bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did the whole thing.
It was easy. Because when I was growing up, I was like, I did Crest White strips in high school, which is sick because I was perfect in every way. And
yeah,
those things hurt and they were sliding around.
Yeah.
This brand, I'm forgetting the name of it, but let's just say I got it at Erewhon. Natural.
Well, you know, I had a nightmare situation. So I take 2 trips to the store, right? Mm-hmm. Both times I go to the store, they're featuring a new drink in a refrigerator by the register.
Okay.
And both times I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's collagen in it. And I go, and it's non-caffeinated. So I go, okay, I'm going to try that. I'm going to sip it on the way home. I do it. Next time, same thing.
Fun.
Then I go to the store. I go, you know what? Today, I'm going to get a 6-pack. Okay. They sold me. After 2 visits where I tried it at the checkout.
It worked.
Guess what? Nowhere to be found in the store. No one could find it in the store.
Ooh, can you imagine being a small business owner? You hear this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tough.
So I am going to reach out to that specific brand, tell them what happened, tell them I will be promoting them heavily.
Say the brand now.
I can't remember.
Oh shit. They're having bad business this week, folks.
Yeah, it was devastating. But it was a sparkly drink with collagen. And I would get a flavor that was strawberry peach. These are things I know. It was a tall, sort of, you know, skinny-ish can like many drinks these days are.
I have a life update, which is that I got a new phone.
Oh, wow.
No, but the point is, it's huge, okay? Refusing to download Instagram on the new phone. If I want to use Instagram, I have to power up the old phone.
Okay, that's good.
And so far, I've been doing it for a couple weeks now. Revolution.
You've been off for multiple weeks?
I've logged onto my old phone to go, but revolution.
Where do you keep the old phone?
In my home. To be clear,
It shouldn't be by your
bed.
No,
it's in the living room. I will, by the way.
Should be out back.
I know, it should be actually in a little
it should
outhouse.
Be outside.
I will have Instagram during the poop tour, of course, because we're going to need to have access to the hags and whatnot. But for general life, I really think Instagram on the bad phone that's in the living room far away.
Yeah. I think it's, I'm interested in what can I take outside? Like almost latrine-esque.
Mm.
Outhouse mm-hmm. is the word I'm looking mm-hmm. for.
Yeah, I said like outhouse earlier.
You have to go outside in the middle of the night. Yeah, oh, yeah. You did? Go outside in the middle of the night.
Pull a cord to a light.
To go do your dirty business.
No, there should be way more way more shame attached. Absolutely. Sick, sick behavior.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.
Journaled for 3 days, stopped.
Oh.
You know, like journaled in the morning for 3 days, stopped.
Well,
life-changing, then yep. Stopped.
Well, by the way, I was, as we know, journaling every morning for many, many years. Stopped. I'll pick it back up.
Yeah.
But, and I was finally, I've never been able to get past 3 weeks for meditation, like true TM. Yeah. I was doing it. I was in it. I was at, are you ready for this? I was so into meditation. Yeah. I asked if there was an empty office. I was in a work event. I asked if there was, or not event.
There we go.
The point is, I asked if there was an empty office where I could meditate at around 3 p.m. Can you imagine this? I go into an empty office and I'm meditating in a foreign space. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. This is like you got to do it at the airport.
No.
Like,
and it was, I was really in it. Fell off completely. I haven't meditated for months. Today I wake up, I go, let's do 10 minutes. This is where I talk about waking up on the wrong side of the bed because I have the new phone, right? So I had to re-download a meditation timer app. It asked me maybe one, it was like, oh, enter in your email. It was like one thing of when it's like, we're not, you know, just one of those hellish things.
Yeah.
And I started viciously referring to the app in derogatory terms. Blood pressure through the roof, anger levels at an all-time high. Eventually downloaded it. Said, I can't do 20 today. I can't go in that hard. I did
still
10.
Still resented
it 10.
During the meditation. Does it chime at the end?
Yeah.
I've had that specific
yeah.
one, but I'm trying
yeah, I like it.
It chimes?
I actually paid for
a
the
gentle chime.
Yeah, I paid for the year.
Wow.
Feels like it's going to the monks. It's not.
Oh, yeah. It feels like it's going to the monks. I've experienced that. I've been listening to like sleepy train stories at night. There's so many on there. You know I love a guided meditation at night. And yeah, sleepy train.
Mm.
There was a cat cafe you're going in. They're talking
What's
about
a
the
cat
different
cafe?
Cats.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty cozy. Well, cat cafes are real, you know.
I was watching. Oh, I've
They're
been.
Like often cat shelter.
I went to one in Japan.
You know, where you can go in, donate.
I was watching some seal rescue videos last night. That was pretty sweet.
Explain.
People, you see like hordes of baby seals.
By seals.
Hordes of baby seals.
Oh.
Jumping, running, flapping around, looking insane, ridiculous. So cute. Running. These guys, these like Brits.
The seals? Oh, okay.
They go and they go that one. They find one that has like net wrapped around it or cords. They go, they pluck the baby seal out of the herd. The baby seal's like freaking out. Hold it down. Snip their little necks out of the netting and they run away free.
Yes.
And they got this one who's, you know, horrible cut, like deep cut into the baby seal's neck.
Yeah.
Some kind of netting. Cut it through. The baby seal turns around, looks at them, walks back toward them. This is unprecedented behavior.
Yeah.
And like is hanging out.
And like wraps
conceivably
two wings
with
around it.
Yeah.
A calf.
And then I got really into whale watching rescue videos. They snip a whale out of the net. The whale goes crazy, giving them a little show of gratitude.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's flipping and dancing. Yeah.
It's so crazy that what we've done to the earth.
Yeah.
Anyway, every now and then you zoom out, you go, not cool.
At least they've been, I think they've invented, or not invented, but they've discovered like whatever, like an algae that eats plastic or something.
Well, welcome to mycelium, folks. Mushrooms.
Send that
mushrooms,
out.
Mushrooms, remember? Mushrooms.
They
certain
do
kind
it?
Of mushroom. Can clean up an oil spill.
Us? Yeah.
They go, here's an oil spill. Right. They put mycelium, some kind of mushroom on there. Next to some highly toxic product. Toxic product cleans up the oil spill in 6 days. The mushrooms do Whoa. It in two. Or whatever. There's something crazy. Don't quote me. Something crazy.
I've been doing lymph drainage every day. Basically, every time I shower now, it's worked into the routine.
I do gua sha in the shower.
So I, too, have my gua sha, my stainless steel gua sha, okay, resting in like one of those shaving window things.
Yeah.
It's like a mirror. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of installing both mirror and art inside the shower.
Ooh, art in the shower. That's fun.
I need more stimulation in there. And mirror.
Mirror is cool.
There's something kind of...
Yeah, mirror.
Interesting about the mirror. It's like, I don't know, like, I don't know, because the sensory experience, like sudsing up your hair, like I feel like with a mirror, you're kind of like more locked into the experience of like, hey, look at me all sudsed up. I don't know.
I think you're right. Sounds fun.
I'm in search of the perfect glass.
For water?
Glass throughout the
well,
day.
Guess what? I've got it
Generally
for you.
Generally speaking, what is the shape?
It's this.
Are you going to say mason jar?
It's this.
All right.
Oh, you want something huge though. You want like a huge glass.
All right. That looks nice. That's glass?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that looks about pretty good size.
I want a big one. I want a big one.
Do you know what 8 ounces is?
I kind of do.
Offhand? Because
it's not a
that's
lot.
Like a
it's
cup
not
of
as much
coffee.
As you think.
Oh, it is not
like
a lot.
8 ounces. In a way that's liberating, they go, have 8 ounces of water when you take this supplement.
It's they always,
sips.
Everything's mixed
it's like
eight, with 8 ounces
four
of
sips.
Water.
Yeah. You've got a big
I think
mouth.
It's what the coffee machine spits out if it's spitting out like a single cup. I think it's like, yeah, it's a small cup.
Small-ish I'm not going to get cup. Into coffee because we know what I'm going to talk about, but I'll just say
yeah.
that my at-home coffee system is so sublime that I have no need for artisanal coffee shops anymore.
So
it's almost, it's
yeah,
almost like I've made
what,
a sacrifice.
Because
now I go, oh, because
yeah.
I used to be like, I've got my home cup that I'm making. I'm like, oh, but I want yeah. some. I want to go down the street and get a real... I'm making a better
well,
cup of coffee that they're making down the street. So I'm actually then going to the coffee shop just for community and for the walk because my product well, at home is better.
Yeah. No. This is the risk and you're going to have to figure out what your walk involves And if there's something else at the cafe you can get on board with. But we went down a rabbit hole trying to decide which espresso machine to get. And then I went off caffeine and I was like, still doing it.
Still doing what?
I'm not, let's get real. I'm not off caffeine. Yeah. Okay. But at crisis moments, I think there might be, you lowering, know, when I'm really trying to dial in.
Lowering
mood,
the amount.
It might be worth looking
how
at.
How many milligrams we got? Because I'm like you now. I'm doing 2 shots twice. And that's a quattro or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What many call a quad.
Quad. Because I'll have double shot twice. Americano. Mm. God, it's good.
And how quickly do you...
suck it down?
How quickly do you suck it down? Yeah.
Quite quickly. It's because it's not a lot of liquid. That's the only reason I miss, you know, the full cup of Joe.
Well, you could, but you could go Americano.
No, I'm making Americano.
Oh.
But even with the water, it's not a ton. I like it strong.
Yeah. I'm back on a quest for ambient light at ooh, night. I walk past windows. I see ambiance in a home.
It's
and
everything.
I go, I cannot live
well, it's quite, under the it's harsh quite lights. Simply everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you have a light bulb you stand by? And if so, I'd like...
This is where I get... I'm always like, I have to call my mom and ask her what's going on because you need the soft...
She provides your light bulbs.
No, 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 no. She just provides advice on lighting because she's a lighting guru.
You need soft light. Like, you need not the brightest and you need warm versus cold.
Yeah, of course.
Probably,
and he's
right?
No... You know, the LEDs and whatnot. It's been as hell.
The LED is always cold, even when it's warm.
You don't
warm,
want blue.
Cold.
You want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thinking about how I want to approach my Christmas tree this year.
You took the words
it's time
right
for,
out of my mouth.
Okay. It's time. Start thinking.
Well,
because,
by the way, because we're on the road, what's your plan? Yeah. Because I was thinking I might get the Christmas tree right before we go on the road because we'll be home for a few days. Water it and such.
Oh yeah. Well,
you've got an at-home partner who can water it for you.
I hate to break it to you, but for the last 3 years, okay, when we had cats, like at times when we first had kittens, okay, we got into the artificial tree because the kittens were trying to eat the real tree.
So cute. I want to cry.
I spent
continue.
A massive, I don't know, it was a couple $100. Yeah. Okay, for some brand that I did the research online and
fake
found
tree.
And it was like. Yeah, fake tree, but they, like every single branch is not the same as every other branch.
Incredible.
Every branch is like an individual mold of a true branch.
Yeah,
and I'm sitting up, I'm getting excited talking about it, okay? And it looks really good. And it was, you know, there wasn't a fear
those aren't cheap.
The kittens trying to eat the needles, the whole thing. So the last 2 years, I've had the same lighting going on the tree. I had to get it up in a pinch last year.
But wait, you're on the fake tree?
Yeah, I leave the lights. I do. I'm really intense about getting enough lights on that tree, as you know, and even painting them for the LED issue, the whole thing, getting it right. And so I left them on 2 years ago, wrapped it up that way, and then bring it out last year, and it's pre-lit essentially with my own lighting. They sell them pre-lit. No, I don't want their questionable lights.
No.
Anyway, and then me having to cut them off when they eventually die.
Yeah.
But I think this year it's time for a new lighting vision. I got to freshen it up. And because I leave it up so long, it becomes like I don't even see it.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm wondering if this year I go like winter white, like for real.
Well,
like,
it's weird you say that because I have,
glowing,
I love that. I think
golden,
that's really fun.
White.
I have an artificial tree in my basement that I purchased 1 year that's silver.
Yeah.
And you plug it in and it's kind of whitish silver. It's pretty fun.
I have a mini somewhere that's, I have actually been taken by, and maybe it's just finally time to get multiple trees. Okay.
Yeah.
But like the white ones, and then there's like velvety purple ones that are not cheap. Like there's,
I haven't had a Christmas tree in a while.
Things.
And this year I'm buying.
Oh, yeah.
Full fern.
The scent.
Scent alone. Well, that's why
although,
you need huge
although,
fire risk.
Although
what?
There are some, there's a really good candle my mom always gets. That,
I think I know the candle and it fucking rules.
Yeah.
God, it's good.
It's
there's one that kills.
It really does it. It really gives you that scent. Yeah. And I'm thinking maybe I go wreath.
Well, you know, I've been wreath
I've never in my life had a wreath. And we talked recently about crafting
it's
them. Seriously, imagine if we got the materials.
So fun. Well, there
and
it is.
We had hot cocoa together.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Okay, hot cocoa together, or maybe one of those specialty cocktails I was talking about. All right. I'll make them holiday because Halloween has passed and I didn't make any with ghosts.
Holiday music. Cocktails.
Holiday music.
Making a wreath.
You know, we have full holiday music playlists.
I have exquisite
created over the years.
Holiday playlists.
Okay. Okay. And we get in there. And
the rest
and
is history.
We build them. I mean, you could bring some like items. I could bring some items.
Really fun.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wherever we're doing
really
it.
Fun.
Like I bring some unexpected like crafting items. Now here's a question. Are we going natural wreath decorated with nothing but lights and other natural flowers?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that whole thing? Or is this craft? Normally I'd lean towards the craft version. Now I'm leaning a little
natural.
Towards the natural.
I'm leaning natural.
That smells.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm gluing a pine cone on, that's fine. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say.
When you buy, I remember seeing at a specialty market, a beautiful wreath. Natural. A florist had made it. $100.
Oh, wow.
God damn. But when you think about it.
You're kind of thinking 30, right?
Like I was
like,
thinking, yeah, yeah.
Before actually doing the work, you're like, How can if a tree is 100, how can a thing that's the tiniest version of that not
be? Of course,
but,
of course.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think we're done.
Sure.
Okay, well, bye.
That was Poog.
If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Tired of hangovers stealing your precious time? Say bye-bye to regret and hello to prevention with Akalo wearable vitamin patches.
Made in the USA with pharmaceutical-grade materials, these patches are your secret weapon to stopping hangovers before they start. This is the first time they've run a promo like this.
For a limited time, first-time buyers get 50% off.
Don't lose another moment to a hangover.
Go to akalo.co and enter POOG50 to get yours today.
That's akalo.co, code POOG50. Cheers to a hangover-free life.